was the son of Graf Potocki, who was burned to death. Died Al Kiddush Hashem in 1749. There's a whole story that goes with that. Perhaps we'll talk about it a little later. Those were the two most famous people in the history of the Jewish community of Vilna in terms of literary history of Vilna, and in terms of legends that were told about the graves of those two people. So those two names are commemorated at this sports stadium, as we will see. The Russians decided to destroy this cemetery. They notified the Jews 3 weeks before, and permission was granted to move seven graves from the cemetery. And seven graves were removed from the cemetery, including the grave of the Gaon of Vilna and the remains of the Ger Tzedek. These were removed from that cemetery before it was plowed over and transferred to a different cemetery, the one presently in use in Vilna, and we will shortly be going there as well. I'm going to have to ask your forgiveness, and there was a communication problem. I told him where to go, and he went somewhere else. But we're at the Kever, the real Kever of the Vilna Gaon now, and that's where we're going. This is the third Jewish cemetery of Vilna, and there's a man waiting for us here with a key. That's why we had to come here first. So we are now in the present cemetery used by the Jewish community of Vilna, and I told you seven graves were moved. Those seven graves we're now going to visit in this cemetery.
Wait.
Destroyed by the Russians in 1950. Anyway, it was closed in 1830, so a new cemetery had to be found. That was the second cemetery of Vilna, known as the Zaretsha Cemetery. We're going to go there in Mirtzav Shem too, I hope, today. The Zaretsha Cemetery is still standing after a fashion. Much of it was also destroyed by the Russians, but some of the graves are still standing. The Zaretsha Cemetery was used from 1830 until 1940. Moshe Grudzinski died in August of 1940, was buried in the Zaretsha Cemetery. And every great rabbi who lived in Vilna, and every Jew who lived in Vilna from 1830 until 1940, was buried in the second cemetery, the Zaretsha Cemetery. Jews realized in the 1930s that the Zaretsha Cemetery was running out of space. They would need a new cemetery. In the 1930s, this cemetery, called the Dembovka Cemetery, was founded. It was bought, the land was acquired, but no burials were done here until after 1940. The plans were that the first poor Jew who dies in 1940 would inaugurate the cemetery, the whole ceremony, and I'm sure you know of. Many of you will now know that the cemeteries are inaugurated Jewishly with the ceremony, all the rabbanim come and so on. That was done here in 1940. Unfortunately, it was immediately followed by what followed, the Russians coming in, the Nazis coming in, and everything was turned upside down in the history of Vilna. In any event, this cemetery remained the cemetery of Vilna. It was a wise acquisition on the part of the community. Unfortunately, really, the first people buried here would be people who were killed by the Nazis or died in the ghetto during the ghetto period. In any event, since then, this has become the cemetery of Vilna. Reb Chaim Eiser was moved to this cemetery from the Zaretsha Cemetery, and seven graves were moved from the first cemetery that was closed in 1830 and destroyed in 1950. Seven graves were removed and brought here. One of those seven, of course, is the Vilna Gaon. I'll discuss who the other six are when we get there. So we're talking about what used to be called the Dembovka Cemetery. That's where we are now, where we're standing. We're going to go in and visit. They managed to move a few stones and a few graves from the Zaretsha Cemetery and bring them here, just a few. And we're going to look at those. And as soon as we walk in, there's going to be a beautiful stone on the right, which has the bracha that you make when